You're listening to Sounds Good. It's your midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross, and I'm pleased to be speaking to Dr. Jeff McLaughlin. He's Special Collections and Exhibits Director of University Libraries here at Murray State University. Welcome, Jeff.
Good morning, Tracy. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm really excited to talk about the traveling Smithsonian exhibit called Hometown Teams, How Sports Shape America. I guess we'll start with what is it and how did we get it here?
Well, this process has been percolating for a couple of years. I believe the initial application went in back in 2015. And what we've got, there's this program called Museums on Main Street. And what it does is it takes Smithsonian quality exhibits and brings them to rural communities like Murray. So, you know, who doesn't want to go to D.C. or Chicago? But we got this right in our backyard, and it's a wonderful opportunity to bring your kids out and see something of this caliber right in our community. So we've got multiple spaces in the museum. This is the biggest rollout we've done in a very long time. We've got a Smithsonian exhibit upstairs, all ages, very family friendly, really cool tactile stuff to touch and smell and kind of walk around and play with. And my team has been building a Racer Heroes tribute room downstairs that's specific to Murray State. We've got a photography exhibit that's going up in the hallway upstairs. This is going to be about 3 or 4 decades worth of just kind of iconic Murray State's stuff that you can walk through and relive some memories. And we got a few other things I'm going to keep under my hat, and you guys can come see it when you come out next week for the preview.
Was the gathering of the racer materials rather extensive? Did it take a while, and did you have to send out several asks?
We got some asks, and I just had one of the greatest times of my career here at Murray State, going out to meet with the family of Hawk Taylor. His wife, Marie, lives in the community, and their son, Bruce. So Hawk was a guy who, just a baseball phenom in high school in Metropolis, Illinois. The story goes, the legend is terrific. Okay, it's like 3-4 o'clock in the morning the day after he graduates high school, and he gets the biggest amateur bonus in Major League Baseball history. He's immediately called up to the major leagues, and he's playing on this Milwaukee Braves team with 4 Hall of Famers. He's 18 years old. He's rich. He's got a World Series ring, and the world is his oyster. He went on, had a 15-year career in baseball and a lot of fantastic moments, but Marie and Bruce live in the area, and they have this huge collection of Hawk stuff. And they're walking me through this stuff. And the first thing that Marie shows me, there's an autographed baseball from Joe DiMaggio with love to Hawk Taylor. Hawk was roommates with Joe Torre, who was a legendary Yankees manager back in when they were playing with the Braves. They were buddies. There are photos of them. He's got game used equipment from the 50s. Okay, sorry, I don't want to give too much of this stuff away. I want people to come out. But my favorite item, we got Hawk's hat from the 1957 Milwaukee Braves. It's just really cool. And there's a lot of stuff like that.
And again, I don't want you to give away anything, but are there several unexpected treasures like the autographed DiMaggio baseball that you just had no idea you were going to get into?
There were some barn finds in the cage under Stewart Stadium. Some stuff going all the way back to the 1920s that's got dusted off for the first time in, I would say, half a century. And Pogue is a great repository for unique paraphernalia. And I got some really cool stuff related to Joe Foulkes, who's a Basketball Hall of Famer. Guy played at Murray State.
Some people think he invented the jump shot, I think.
I'll give him credit for it. I'm not one to argue.
So the Smithsonian part, the actual traveling part of the exhibit, is it a bunch of photographs about that try to show the impact that local sports have in communities? Is that kind of the crux of that part of the exhibit?
There are all sorts of multimedia displays. There's an audio component. There are video screens, iPads. There's memorabilia and artifacts from a whole range of sports. It gives pretty fair coverage. And we are basically taking up the entire upstairs of Rather Museum. I don't know how many of your listeners have been by recently, but it's a really big space. And one of the things I wanted to do when we were planning this is, let's not just tuck this one really cool traveling exhibit in a corner. we've turned the entire two top floors over to sports. So Smithsonian room, we got a racer room, photography exhibit. We have an art installation that you can come play. It's a basketball art exhibit. Try not to get too overzealous when it comes to the dunking and such, but that's also part of the fun.
I was looking over the dates of where this had traveled throughout Kentucky, and one thing that I had overlooked that you told me is we're the only university to get this.
That is true. It's been all over the Commonwealth, and the sites have varied from place to place. One of the good things about having this in a museum at a university is we have some resources to draw on our people to come out as guest speakers. One of the cooler things that's on our program, which you can find on our Rather Museum Facebook page, we've got a Pioneers panel where we're bringing in a guy from Paducah named Dennis Jackson, first African-American athlete to play for Murray State. And the one thing that I want to keep in mind, some of you might be thinking, oh, 1960, you know, we're 13 years on from Jackie Robinson. The NFL had not fully integrated by 1960. The Washington, I'm not going to say their team name, they were an all-white team in 1960, and Dennis Jackson walked on here at Murray State, started playing for the Racers. And you know what? That must have been awkward and scary and exciting and a significant landmark for the community and the university as well. So we're going to get him in, and he's going to talk about that. It's going to be fantastic. And also on that panel, we've got Margaret Simmons. Many people will know her in the community. She took it upon herself to get a women's track program started in the late 1960s. This is before Title IX. This is before the federal government started pushing it as a condition for universities that were taking federal money. And a really interesting lady and loads of stories to tell. So I hope people come out and see those too. There's a lot of stuff, a lot of people, like a lot of really cool people we're rolling in through this 6-week host window. And we were able to borrow a bunch of really cool artifacts. So you want to stroll through, lots of stuff to see. You can very easily kill 90 minutes there. But the events, I think, are going to be kind of like the pièce de résistance for the whole exhibit.
I'm guessing that most everyone that you contacted to help in some way with this, they were probably just delighted when they found out this was happening here, right?
Oh, yeah. One of the cool little footnotes to this is one of our newest members of the Board of Regents, Eric Kriegler, is a NFL vet. He played for the Cincinnati Bengals, and I saw this story in WKMS, former NFL player on the Murray State Board of Regents. And I said, we have to ask that guy for some swag, and we've got a bunch of his stuff up in the museum as well.
So is the big grand kickoff next Saturday, October the 6th?
Yes.
Tell us about everything happening around that.
Yeah. We are opening up on Saturday, October the 6th. We are taking over the University Quad. Me and my team have come up with a program, a whole bunch of game stations, all sports related for kids. There's going to be a craft zone. Murray Bank ice cream truck is going to be out, free ice cream. We're throwing a barbecue. Everything is free. I have some exciting door prizes to give away from local businesses, all sports-related stuff. And the museum's opened. It's your first chance to come for a walkthrough. So we're going to have Saturday hours for the duration of hometown teams, October 6th to November 10th. But this first Saturday, it's going to be a great party.
And it's going to be here a while. It's here through November the 10th. So you've got it here while the students are going to be around, and they're going to be able to experience this as well.
Yep.
All right. Anything else we need to know ahead of the opening of hometown teams, how sports shape America?
I want as many of you to come out. There are a lot of different things that we're trying to say with this. We want to talk about social inclusion. We've made a great effort to highlight some of the great female racer athletes we've got that maybe don't get the same props that men's basketball does. But we're trying to do many different things for many different people. And come out, increase our door count, and then boost our chances of getting another really great traveling exhibit from the Smithsonian at some point in the future.
It sounds great. Thanks so much for stopping by and talking about it, Jeff.
Yeah, cheers.
Dr. Jeff McLaughlin is Special Collections and Exhibits Director of University Libraries here at Murray State University. The kickoff for the Smithsonian exhibit Hometown Team is happening Saturday, October 6th.